Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here from Naturalist Capitalist. Joa is here from Breaking the Flaw. Both of those guys have channels on both YouTube and Odyssey, so be sure you check them out. We also have our channel at video.freetalklive.com over on the Odyssey platform. We've been talking about the Free State Project, playing a video clip here, and I'm almost done with it, but I do want to get through the whole thing because it's, I think, a really good trailer for what's going to be a multi-part series. And I believe it's going to be online only on, it's from NBC Boston, though. And they put a lot of time into this. They've been coming up here to New Hampshire over the last year plus and going to various different Free State Project events and various different activism things that have been happening. And some of the stuff they couldn't make it to, they'll like reach out and try to get footage of. But they've been really prolific. Really good, nice folks. I think it's going to be a fair, my personal prediction is I think it's going to be a pretty fair, newsy kind of documentary style thing. I think they're going to show both sides of this thing. That's what they do in the trailer. And even if it is slanted one way or another, I don't care. I think it's
great.
I'd
like to see it on TV.
Me too, but who watches TV anymore?
What's that again? Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, we don't care about... I mean, it'd be great if people who are in their 70s want to move here in their retirement. I think that's great because, honestly, I think, like the dude that called in earlier, I don't know how old he was, but he said that he was, you know, he thought he was old enough to be our grandfather.
He was like
grandfather.
40 years old.
No way. No way. He sounded like maybe in his 60s. But you know, he's retired, right? Like, or at least he sounds retired. He's got enough money to get into an airplane and fly all around the country and do First Amendment audits. People that have that kind of time and that willingness to do activism, I want them here in New Hampshire.
Sure.
So I don't want to act like, you know, it's people that are old are completely useless. They're not. But the fact is, on average, older people are more set in their ways. They're more likely to just stay where they are because that's where they retired, and you know they don't want to go anywhere else. They're comfortable. They got their family with them or whatever. Again, the whole being set in their ways thing is just the reality. You know, they've been this way their whole life. The odds they're going to change their mind and all of a sudden become a libertarian activist that moves to New Hampshire, probably not as likely as maybe some younger people. So I think, to me, if this stuff is only online, I think that's fine. It's going to get shared around, may go viral, etc. Anyway, it's been about the Free State Project. That's what this documentary is going to be about. That's what we've been playing here. And Jimmy is on the line in Florida. He's got some comments. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Joa, and Reed.
Oh, hi, guys. I just don't think you're going to make it. See, here's the problem I see is you teach rebellion to people. And as soon as you become a state, they're going to rebel against you. And you're going to say, oh, we need to build a highway through New Hampshire. Can we take up a tax collection? And they're going to say, no, we're not going to do it. You're going to get like $100. What are you going to, you teach rebellion. What are you guys going to do when you're in charge?
Okay, so you said we're not going to make
alone.
It. I want to clarify something, Jimmy. You said we're not going to make it, but yet you think that the Free State Project will succeed and take over the New Hampshire government?
I hope it does.
Oh, really?
I mean, but yeah, I hope. I'm rooting for you.
Why? Because you've been pretty negative over your calls generally. Why are you rooting for us?
Because I'm trying to get you into reality here. You can't be teaching rebellion to people. What's wrong with your governor? He sounds like a great guy. What's wrong?
Wow. He's establishment, and he doesn't really... He'll say some good things, and that's really all... Like, he doesn't really go into the gritty when he talks. Like,
he's totally controlled by... Yeah, like you said. Yeah. You know, he's totally owned. He wants to be a president. He wants to get to the higher levels of power. He's a power seeker.
You know what's wrong with him? He still has his name on the rape center in Manchester, okay?
Oh, come on.
No, not come on. Why would you want to keep your name on that? Why isn't that building not torn down?
Look, he's a fiscal conservative. That's my man. I wouldn't complain about him.
Okay. There's plenty to complain about because
if you're a conservative, you're not a libertarian. Okay, so you don't believe in freedom. You might believe in freedom on some issues, but you don't believe in freedom across the board. And
can't you be a conservative libertarian? Like you think you have your own personal views on things. You could be a conservative, but as long as you're not wanting to control other people's lives, right?
You could. Yeah. That I don't think is Jimmy in this case.
No. Okay.
Hey, Jimmy. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in the lockdowns? Did you believe in the lockdowns and masking and that sort of thing?
Well, no. I'm in Florida. Ron DeSantis.
You know Ron DeSantis locked down Florida,
so that
too,
means
right?
Yes.
Yeah, for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You've heard him since then, right?
Until he realized it would be more politically feasible for him to take a different position, and then he changed his mind about
Absolutely, you're right. He's
snake. But Jimmy, you use the term rebellion. I just want to correct you. Rebellion includes violence. Generally, the term, if you go and look it up, rebellion is a violent thing, a violent act against the status quo. And that's actually not what we advocate here in New Hampshire. And I think I can speak for all three of us on the show right now. We're not advocating violence to take over, quote unquote. We understand that in order to get Free Staters elected, we have to persuade our way into those positions. The reason why there's 50 Free Staters supposedly in state office right now as state representatives is because they were able to get elected without using violence. And we're going to continue to do peaceful ways of trying to change society.
Never once have I heard someone go like, hey, we need to go do some violence or something. We need to go, you know, start a fire or go break something up. Or I've never, ever had anyone in this community ever talk that way, maybe sarcastically, but never really seriously. Like, and if they are, they're likely a Fed.
Likely federal agent.
Yeah.
And it's ironic, who do want to use violence are the ones who don't agree with our philosophy. They want to use government force to coerce people into doing what they want. They're the violent ones.
President Eon, you need a new highway built to the state. You get $100 from volunteer. What are you going to do?
Yeah, see, you don't understand libertarianism at all, Jimmy. What libertarians want to do is get rid of, and most libertarians, there's some small government libertarian types out there, but the true, most principled libertarian viewpoint is that there should be no government. There should be no government roads. So if the market wants to build a road, then they'll figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
They'll offer people money to buy their property or whatever.
I've lived on roads that are privately maintained.
Yeah, there are private roads today. There were private roads back before government took over road creation.
Yep.
So this is not some sort of crazy issue where there's no solution whatsoever. But the solution for a libertarian is not centrally controlled, is not to force our neighbors and threaten them with violence to do what we want them to do. That's what the government way.
I got you. Yeah. I mean, I hope it works for you guys. Maybe I'll move there from Florida. But
Please don't move here unless you actually believe in liberty. Unless you actually have come to understand that, in order to achieve what you want to achieve in life, you can't use violence or the threat of violence.
I believe Jimmy is a good guy and that he wants to see, this world live peacefully and free. But it's the method of how we get there. Are we going to just, railroad everyone that disagrees with us? No. That's not like, we're going to allow people, we're going to open them up, show them the door to liberty and freedom, and they're going to make their own choices. We're not going to force them into a corner like they're doing, so I don't know. Florida, not really one of the freest places because you're disarmed.
Well, you can ask government permission to have a gun in Florida.
No, they're changing all that. You didn't hear the latest.
Oh, what's the latest?
They're going to Vermont carry.
There's been a lot of talk about that in Florida. Are they actually doing something about it?
It's on the docket.
Okay, so they're going to vote on a thing. It hasn't passed yet.
No, right, yeah.
You'll have to update us, Jimmy. If it does pass, that'll be good news because the Florida carrying restrictions. Would it be open carry as well?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. You let us know when you find out more, all right, Jimmy?
See, I,
okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
One thing about Florida, they do have open carry, but you have to be actively fishing.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think they had open
carry. Or hunting.
Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not legal advice. Check your own statutes.
No, this is not legal advice, but right. This is law.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going back down there. I don't miss it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I was raised, born and raised down there. And
I understand.
Not looking back. We continue here. Chuck is on the line in Washington State. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Joe, and Reed.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm always excited to take part in the show. And when I hear about the Free State Project and all this thing, I really think about, I don't know if you're familiar at all with the Cascadia movement.
Yeah, is that the one? There's been a few different independence movements up there. Is Cascadia the one that's trying to get, like, eastern Washington and eastern Oregon and a chunk of Idaho together?
No, that would be, I think that's the more of a right-wing. Yeah,
maybe
that's
Jefferson.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah, right. Now, the Cascadia is more of a, we're going to take all of the Pacific Northwest to include part of Alaska, Canada, Northern California, and then establish it for our bioregion or whatever they call it. Huh. But it sounds like, as far as the complexity, if like everything was to go to hell tomorrow, the Free State Project is a little bit more sophisticated and organized in comparison to the Cascadia.
Okay, hold on. So what does that mean, a bioregion? Does that have anything to do with political things, or is it like, oh, the weather's the same here and our plants are the same? I mean, what does that mean?
Exactly. You're right. The bioregion would have to do with the different kinds of plants, fungus, trees, all of the elements that probably this future nation could rely on as natural resource export and import type of a money-making system, I suppose.
So is the point of it just to simply declare, like, we think this should be a bioregion and that's the end of it? Or does it have to require some kind of government approval?
Well, I don't think that they're that far out on their thinking, but they're doing this whole movement has little tiny roots right now that are very interesting to me. For example, I was an observer up at the Capitol Hill occupied protest area in Seattle back in 2020, and there was a lot of Cascadia type of people that were up there with their flags and patches and just their, you know, influence and them taking part in everything that was going on. So they're all over the place with this whole thing, and it's not really it's not really something that's really talked about. In fact, it's more joked about in Canada than it is here in the United States. They make fun of it on the BC programming and stuff like that, the Cascadia movement. But I see similarities between the Free State Project and the Cascadia, and I just think it's very interesting to me, considering, you know, we got weather balloons that are coming over the Pacific Coast, I guess, that are supposedly from China that are spy weather balloons right now. So we're not, you know, the likelihood of the United States being able to sustain their geographical boundaries and everything like that, you know, come on, everything changes. And
that's true.
Maybe you guys are a little bit ahead of the ball game. I don't know. I'm not trying to want or wish anything to happen. I'm just trying to understand what's happening politically. And
I did find something here about Cascadia as far as secession is concerned on the Wikipedia page for the Cascadia movement. There is a section about secession. It says here that these connections go back to the Oregon Territory and further back to the Oregon Country, the land most commonly associated with Cascadia, and the last time the region was treated as a single political unit, though administered by two countries. Some have asserted the political protest in the wake of the 2004 presidential election appears to be the primary reason for renewed separatist movements throughout states with substantial democratic majorities, such as Washington and Oregon. Cascadian independence has seen a resurgence in popularity following Donald Trump's election in 2016 with a secession referendum proposed in Oregon. The individuals who put forward the proposal have since withdrawn the petition, though. Several new Cascadia organizations have formed during that time period immediately after his election. A series of Yes Cascadia meetings were formed to explore the idea of a Cascadian secession movement, gathering hundreds of people in person, later changing their name to Vote Cascadia. And members of that independence movement have declared May 18th as Cascadia Day in recognition of the lateral. You familiar with it?
Ironically, the day that Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980, May 18th.
Yep, that's what they say here. The Cascadia Party of British Columbia formed in 2016 and nominated two candidates, though neither were elected in the 2017 British Columbia general election to advocate for sovereignty for the Cascadia bioregion. So there is a bit of a independence movement there associated with Cascadia, and I wish them the best. Chuck, anything else you want to share about it tonight?
No, I just I'll appreciate watching the similarities grow as we grow older, I guess.
Thank you for the call tonight, Chuck. I appreciate hearing from you. All right, so I'm just going to give you the last bit here from NBC Boston. This is their four-minute-long teaser trailer. I will link to this over. Actually, I think I might have already done it earlier today on the Free Talk Live social media platform. I did do it earlier today. So if you go to social.freetalklive.com, that is our Mastodon. It's our open source, self-hosted alternative to Twitter, competes with Twitter, does basically the same thing Twitter does without the evil big tech corporation, you know, behind it. Yeah, maybe Elon Musk is better than the previous owners, but he's still got his agenda. And so you can go to social.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. When you do sign up at social.freetalklive.com, there will be a question asked of you as to why you're joining. Just put something in there about Free Talk Live or, you know, Libertarian, whatever. We'll know it's you, and then we'll approve you, because we do get spammers all the time. And the spammers don't know what to write in that box. So it's usually like one word they put in there, and it doesn't make any sense to the reason they might be joining the server. So just put that – just sound like a human being in that box, and you'll get into the server. If you follow the @FTL account, then you'll get our posts and our show prep and things like that. And I did put a link to this video from NBC Boston in there. And so a little bit more here from NBC Boston in their trailer for the upcoming series on the Free State Project. Here is the rest of it.
Leave in America. You've got to take action when these groups come to town.
Trump didn't save us. Biden didn't save us. They're making it worse.
We have this legislation in front of us. It is a bill to destroy the United States.
Boom. Where's that from, Joa?
That's the independent bill?
Yeah. The clip here from the State House floor is of a Democratic state rep speaking against the independence bill that came out a year ago here in New Hampshire, this historic piece of legislation that, had it been passed by the State House and the State Senate, would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to vote on declaring peaceful independence. Now, Reed, as I understand it, this was one of the, you know, the straws that broke Reed's camel's back, if you will, to push you over the edge and make you think, wow, maybe there is something happening back in my home state of New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, well, not at the exact same time, but within a small stretch of time, Utah was starting to think about trying to ban pornography off of mobile devices.
That's going to work.
The huge, you know, pandemic that was spreading around Utah in their mind. And then New Hampshire is talking about trying to secede from the union. So it's like, you know, like which state has more important priorities and, you know, is pushing in the right direction here. So it was definitely one of the, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, for sure.
And I hope there are other people out there that also heard that news, because we knew when we put that bill forward that it was probably not going to pass. Right. We knew it probably wasn't even going to come close. Like, the fact that it got 13 people voting for it was a big deal to me. Yeah. I figured it'd be in the single digits. The fact that we broke double digits on that was like, wow, all right, not bad. So I thought it was a good start.
There were many that didn't vote for it that actually kind of supported it. It just didn't want to be on the record. Or...
Yeah, there's a few. There's more than a few cowardly reps up there that are too afraid about their quote unquote political capital. They weren't willing to back it. You know, they were worried they weren't going to get reelected. When the reality is, everybody who voted for this bill who did make it onto the general election ballot got reelected. Now, some of them didn't run again. Some of them didn't run again,
right.
So they didn't have a chance. And then there were a couple that got knocked out in their primaries. But no one who got knocked out in their primary believed that it was because of this issue.
Right.
They believed it was other things. One of them was really close. Like, it was like 49.9 to 51 or 50.1%. Like, one of them barely lost their primary. And secession was not an issue in that primary. And then there were two or three guys in the Lakes region, including Mike Sylvia, who created this bill, who were attacked because they were in support of, like, selling the government ski mountain out there. And the big government people went on all on attack, and they had, like, yard signs all over the county, and they were attacking them in the media, and they believe that's the reason they lost. It wasn't secession per se. So anyway, secession appears to be, at the very least, if not a winning issue, not a losing issue. If you had voted for secession as a state rep here in 2022, you probably got reelected. So anyway, here's the rest of it. I love that they used secession as the issue du jour for this
right.
trailer. Because, I mean, there's a ton of issues that are being debated in the state house, but this is the one they picked.
We have the right to ask for a divorce.
We can't be supporting things like secession. This is insane.
Oh, that guy, by the way, Brody Deshaies. He was the guy on the panel where a bunch of us went to give speeches in front of this panel, this like federal relations panel, I think they were called, on this bill back in, I don't know, it must have been about a year ago, probably about 1 year ago. And Deshaies is this young guy. I think he was like maybe 22 or 21.
Yeah, I think he was the
21.
Youngest, right? Maybe the
He's
youngest.
He's definitely one of the youngest state reps in some time. And he was on that panel, and he was like the go-to big government, we love the state, love the federal government guy who was picked by the panel to quote-unquote research this issue. And he is a totally, you know, total power seeker.
He's a clown.
Yeah.
And the thing is that he, you know, instead of consulting his constituents, he consulted experts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In
like,
fact, Bonnie dug
a perversion.
Up, Bonnie did some digging on the so-called experts that he talked to, because
yeah.
he mentioned who one of them was in his speech. So she looked around, and she found out this supposed expert also is a California-like professor who hates guns and, you know, gun rights. And this Republican state rep went to a gun-hating California professor to ask his opinion about secession. Well, of course, you know what that guy's going to say. He loves the central government.
Jeez.
He's going to make every possible excuse that he can for it. We're going to continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on independence or Cascadia or New Hampshire, wherever you happen to be. The Free State Project, of course, continuing to generate all kinds of media attention here and outside of New Hampshire. And that, of course, is just going to bring more liberty-loving, freedom-loving activists here to New Hampshire. There's more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. More than 420,000 Texans are without power due to the winter storm that's hit the Lone Star State this week. Travis County, home to the capital city of Austin, has 170,000 of those outages. The storms hit big cities, including Austin and Dallas. Meanwhile, millions in the Northeast are dealing with severe winter weather threats tonight. Another well-known squad member in the U.S. House comes to the defense of Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who today was voted off of a key committee in the House. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Republicans are being hypocrites.
I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress.
Omar herself spoke against the Republican move, but said it was no surprise Republicans voting her off the Foreign Affairs Committee for past anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. If you want, we have time for you. Just dial in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Seeing Joa and Reed here joining you tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you. By the way, we do have the Free Talk Live Amps program, and if you want to help support the show, that is the best way to do it. Although we did actually add the Odyssey option now. We're going to start telling you a little bit about that. If you want to subscribe through Odyssey, maybe some people don't like Patreon, and you know it's not good to have all your eggs in one basket, right? Because Patreon could just come in and say, yeah, we don't like you anymore. You're done. And just shut us down. You know, I don't hear a lot about that happening per se within the Liberty Movement, but it can happen, and it has happened to some people.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to decentralize a little bit, you can support us through our Odyssey channel. Just go to video.freetalklive.com, click membership, or click join at the top. One or the other will get you to that. And there's you can do $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever, you know, you prefer. And the same thing's true with our Patreon, which is amps.freetalklive.com, A-M-P-S. freetalklive.com. I want to say thank you to Prometheus, who is a silver level supporter of the AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us Get the word out about freedom, liberty, peace, the things we like to talk about here every night on broadcast radio and beyond, podcast, live streaming, etc. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Prometheus.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for supporting our show. And again, silver is only $5 a month. That's all that we ask for. You get some perks. You get some benefits like access to the Amps-only podcast, which has the full radio show without recorded commercials. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here and your calls and thoughts. We got Shannon on the line in Arizona. Shannon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my name is Shannon. I'm a newer auditor out here. I've been following the auditing, First Amendment auditing movement for years
and years.
I've met some of the auditors in the past, you know, different places. And I decided to kind of do it myself. So I'm out here just kind of getting things going.
Tell me what your vision is. What are you planning on doing?
Well, I'm in an RV, and I'm based in the Ozarks. That's where I normally, you know, am at. I live there. I have a house there. But I'm traveling in an RV, and I do it anyway. You know, I come out for the CES show and all that, and I used to hang out in California. So I'm mixing that in with doing auditing, where I've been going around. And I got to say, man, a lot of these places seem like they've got the message. A lot of places I go to, they don't really have much of a reaction, because I think they've been audited a few times, and they realize that somebody walking around with a camera is not a big deal anymore.
Well, I feel like Arizona's been hit hard from like DirecTV and James Freeman and everyone else out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just passing through Arizona. I really haven't done much auditing here. I'm just more or less visiting some friends. I've done a couple little minor things, but like you said, people just seem to just kind of turn the other way and not even react, really. Like, it's not getting the...
Well, that's,
you know,
a good
that's
thing.
Good. You know, I'm not disappointed with that.
Yeah, that's what we want.
I think that might change tomorrow. I think it might change tomorrow.
Why? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I was eating at this restaurant, and I caught something on the news. So, apparently, you know the Super Bowl's coming to Arizona, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's going to be down here In a next weekend.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely going to be some out of control cops out there for sure.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the crazy part. So the NFL and the city of Phoenix got together, and they created this area in Phoenix around where all the action is going to be for the Super Bowl, and they call it the Clean Zone. And in this area, they have decided that you can't have any signs of any type unless you get approval from the NFL and this committee they threw together from the city of Phoenix.
And this is public areas?
Hold on, whoa. What kind of signs? Are we talking about businesses putting out signs advertising their specials, or are we talking about like a protester with a sign?
You can't have a sign up within this zone. It can't, even if it's on your private property, you can't have a sign that says anything political, any advertising.
And does that include like a protester, like an individual holding a sign as well?
I think so.
Wow.
I know for sure that they said you can't place the sign anywhere. Now, as far as holding it in your hand, I don't know that much about this supposed clean zone thing that they did. But,
yeah, clean
but I
zone.
Do know like, there's a lot of business owners that wanted to capitalize on their position of being in that area, and they were told that they can't put up a sign because of this supposed clean zone, and they don't want
things
interfering with the NFL sponsors.
You know, if there was one place on earth at a certain time that is not clean, that would be the Super Bowl, the city where the Super Bowl is being held, because there is a huge problem with sex trafficking surrounding the Super Bowl.
I've heard that.
Wow.
So,
by the way, Shannon, there has been a lawsuit, apparently, according to azcentral.com, filed against the city of Phoenix.
Yeah, I was about to mention that. That's what I was going to say. So the couple of business owners sued, and they got the judge to put an injunction against this ordinance just for them.
Mm.
So as it sits right now, they're saying, hey, everybody else is still underneath this. The people that sued aren't underneath this.
Wow, that's nuts.
So I'm going to go down there tomorrow and challenge it. I'm going to make a sign, and I'm going to go to the so-called clean zone, and I'm going to have a very unfavorable sign about the NFL and want to walk around and see what happens.
Nice. All right. Well, how do people see this footage? What's your channel name?
It's going to be on Prove All Things Audit.
Prove. How do you spell Prove?
I might do it live. I might do a recording and have my wife do a live stream.
You said Prove. How do you spell that?
P-R-O-V-E.
Oh, Prove.
Prove. P-R-O-V-E. What was it? Prove live stream audits?
Prove all things.
Things.
Prove all things.
Not too great here. Yeah.
Prove all things.
Prove all things audit. I'm going to stream it as well as record it so it'd be, clear, nice.
You said this is going to be an offensive sign. Can you say on broadcast radio what it is? If you're worried about it, then don't say it. Like, is it going to be profane?
I'm purposely not going to make it Sean Porter style. It's not going to be that crazy. But I'm going to do it. It's probably going to say NFL. Let me think what I thought of. Clean Zone These Nuts. That's what I was
going to
say.
This will be fun. Yeah,
I'm excited to see your video.
NFL... Clean Zone These Nuts, and I'm going to have a big ass sign. I'm going to walk around and record it and see how the police and everybody reacts to it.
All right,
and I'm going to walk around the whole clean zone.
That's awesome, Shannon. So, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Thanks for calling in to tell us about it tonight. And if you feel like it, call us and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
That's Shannon there from Prove All Things, I think was the name of the
Prove
channel.
All Things Audits. What spaces?
Oh, Audits? Yep. Audits, okay.
And he released a video earlier today. A monster cop has finally been identified. It actually looks pretty good. I'm going to watch that later.
All right, cool. All right, so open phones here. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We've been playing the audio from the NBC Boston trailer. Got just a little bit more here as they're addressing an issue. So far this trailer, which is promoting a documentary series they're going to be releasing probably within the next couple weeks, I'm guessing.
I hope so.
And I think it's probably not going to all come out at once. Yeah, they're probably going to do one here and then one there and whatever.
I kind of hope they release the footage of my incident, only because before my trial.
Mm-hmm.
I want this to be exposed as much as it can.
Yeah. Well, we don't know when your trial is.
We don't know.
So, yeah, we'll see. But they've been talking about the Free State Project. They're interviewing a bunch of Free Staters. There's a lot of people in just this four-minute-long trailer. And there's some haters. There's people that do not like the Free State Project that they also got to speak, which I'm really interested in seeing what they have to say. They're saying the Free State Project is dangerous, or our ideas are dangerous and scary. And so then they get to the terrifying idea of independence for New Hampshire, and they're actually putting a little bit of this one. So I'm guessing there's going to be a whole episode about this because it's here in the trailer. A little bit more here for you.
It's really scary, and it's really real. These people are crazy.
Oh, that's Karen. I didn't even notice her the first time I watched.
Karen?
Yeah, so last year, after what happened was, this was amazing, right? Like, so what happened last year was we had the bill that could have been, didn't happen, got only 13 votes, and like 300-something voted against it, so we got to try again. But the bill that would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to vote on peaceful independence from the United States. It went down in flames in like March when the vote happened, and then there really wasn't much that was going on, right? Because you can't put another bill in until later the next year, you can't put the same bill in two sessions, or like 1 year after the next, or whatever, in the same session. And so, like, things kind of died down. We focused on growing the movement and whatever we could do. But out of nowhere, this woman, whose name is actually Karen, files a action, I guess you could say. It wasn't a lawsuit. She filed this request.
Yes.
With a ballot law commission in New Hampshire. And what she wanted to do was she wanted to have this ballot law commission, which essentially oversees the Secretary of State's office and kind of the legal-ish issues that they come up with. So, like, if somebody challenges the Secretary of State on something they did, it goes to the Ballot Law Commission, and they kind of make a judgment on whether or not it was the right choice by the Secretary of State. And so she comes in and she says to the Ballot Law Commission, I want you to prohibit every one of these state representatives, these 13 state representatives who voted for allowing the people to vote on independence, I want them banned from the ballot. I want them to never be able to run for
psycho
for office again. And so apparently they interviewed her because she is in this clip from the day that she was actually in front of the ballot law commission where a bunch of us came down there. We were all wearing, a lot of us were wearing New Hampshire Exit shirts.
Yeah.
And it was a really epic day. And we actually waited for her to come out.
I remember that. I missed that part. But
that was fun.
I missed that whole event.
Yeah, you should have totally been there. You would have loved it.
Karen's nose was so high up in the air that I thought she was going to break her neck, I swear.
So she's the one they have here at the end of this clip. Anyway, here's more.
I don't know. Maybe we're the sane ones, but everyone else is crazy.
And it ends with the bashing of the cameras, one of the cameras outside of this studio, the clip of the federal agent smashing the camera here is the very end clip of what they're calling the Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of New Hampshire. That is the name of the series. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you to NBC out of Boston for putting this together. Any other comments, gents, before we continue here?
No, I really appreciate what they've done and whatever which light it comes out as. And I hope they have come around. Maybe they didn't come into interviewing us in the sense of, you know, free stating thought, but maybe they left with it. And I hope I see them again one day partying up with us at Porkfest again.
They seem to really enjoy hanging out up here.
Maybe not. I mean, yes, with cameras to get more exposure, but
yeah,
maybe just as themselves.
Hanging out, yeah. No, they seem like good people, and they seem to really enjoy spending time here. Let's go to the phones here. We have Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
So the Albuquerque police, they want to round up the messed up license plate where you can't read the license plate or they damage it or run around with no license plate. They do that a lot here.
Okay, that's great. Freedom.
So what do they want to do?
So for people that tamper with their driver's license, we're only required to have one license plate, either in the front or the back. But they want to do that 5,000 warrant roundups. They have outstanding warrants, but you can't do that when you have messed up license plate. And I think they're messing it up because they don't want to get the speeding tickets also.
Who does? Who does want them? Do you want tickets, speeding tickets from the cameras and stuff?
You know she does.
Well, you know, if I had a car, I would not get much of that because I wouldn't be speeding.
What if accidentally you went too fast going down a hill and the camera got you? Would you pay for it willingly?
They're doing this.
Do they have hills?
5,000 warrants out. You know, I mean, and then the speeding tickets are part of it. It's all the whole lawlessness mentality.
So wait.
I agree. Speeding tickets are lawless.
Just what you're saying is they want to use these cameras that you've been advocating for to snatch up people with warrants out for their arrest. So this is, of course.
No, not the camera. The cameras are not that. But what I'm saying is the lawbreakers also get the tickets also, because they're also, if they're shoplifters, they're also speeders or red light violators. They all kind of run the same kind of a thing. And so it was announced that they're going to do the roundup. So now they're tempering with the driver's license. Now they're going to get ticketed $25 and go to court or something. And I don't know.
I have no idea the words that are coming out of your mouth. You're not making any sense.
Sarah, I just want to ask one thing. Okay, besides the fact that they may have a warrant out for their arrest, okay, let's just assume they don't on this factor. I know you're talking about that in the connection, but do you think a license plate is violent? Like, you know, not having a license plate on your car? Have you harmed anyone for not having a license plate on your vehicle?
The thing is, everybody's driving around with no license.
No,
it's everybody.
No, I'm asking you a question, Sarah. Sarah, do you think it's, like, wrong? You think it's, like, they're hurting someone? Who are they hurting if they don't have a license plate on their vehicle? That's what I want to know.
Well, they're hurting somebody. They can run over people and then keep going.
Now they're running over people. People who don't have license plates run over people?
Everybody has no license plate, and they're all running over people.
Yeah. I've never seen someone drive with a car running people over with a plate on their car. Never.
Well, I mean, but that's accountability. So that it does hurt people. So that people that do the getaway cars, they have all these people that hit the stores. and they run off with it. The accomplice, if they don't have a driver's
but
license.
But didn't you just say on a few calls ago, didn't you say the people were robbing, like, the mall and then using the city bus for a getaway car?
Yeah, no, we got band buses.
They were doing that in one bus route going to the mall. And then
one is one too many. We need to ban them all now.
Doing it.
No, we got to ban all the buses. One is too many. We can't allow a criminal to use a bus to get away. We need to ban buses now. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, that was their way of shutting down the free bus ride. But I was thinking...
Wait, they're free bus rides? How is it free?
Taxpayers are paying for it.
So they use violence to steal money for free buses?
Yes, that's right.
They've been doing it for a couple of days. Sarah, are you contributing to this violence?
To shut the free ride bus program. And then I figured it out. So there was people beating each other up on the bus. They're beating up on the bus driver. They're falling asleep on the bus. Nothing has been.
Yeah, you can't fall asleep on a bus. That's total violence right there.
So you know what? That's when everybody was paying money for the last 50 years. They were doing all that.
What was that, Reed? Sorry.
I said it might be if you're the driver, if you fall asleep.
Yeah, that could be bad. Sarah, yeah, I'm not really clear on what the point of your call was tonight. You're saying they have 5,000 warrants. They want to arrest 5,000 people. What does that have to do with your cameras?
Okay, that has nothing to do with I'm talking about the license. They're tampering with a driver's license so they can't be pulled over. They're running around with no license. It's like a flag tell me, pull me over and ticket me because I have a warrant out for my arrest.
That is ridiculous. I just want to point out, if you know you have a warrant for your arrest and you're actively going around with no driver's license on your right, that is a flag saying pull me over because the police are going to pull you over for that. If you've got a warrant out for your arrest, you should be traveling in a car that has a tag on it so you look like everybody else. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight.
You know, I wish Sarah could answer some of my questions without just talking around it. Like,
no, she doesn't answer questions.
I'm assuming she rides buses, and I can guarantee you that she's nodded off on a bus. You criminal.
Let's go to the phones here. David is in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, 5,000 warrants. That's felony warrants. There's like, I don't know, like 10 or 20 or 30 times that of misdemeanor warrants.
Wow.
And I just called the cops just yesterday on somebody who had a plate on their car with a current registration, like you suggest, that the 5,000 felony warrants dudes drive with. I just called the cops on them yesterday because that plate didn't belong to that car.
What?
And the
did he do something bad? Other than just maybe swap plates?
How did you know? How did you know the car didn't have the right plate on it?
I could smell it. It was suspicious. It looked suspicious, and so I called the cops.
Do you know suspicion is not a crime, right?
Right, but I called the cops and I sent him a photograph of the plate and a photograph of the VIN number, and he said, "Yes, David, you're correct. That car is stolen." And so they came out and they got that car and gave it back to the person who had paid for the car. You know, the $20,000 or $30,000 car was brand new, and they took it back to the person who had actually paid dollars to have that car, so they can have their property back. And coincidentally, where I found that car was on the property of a dude I haven't seen in quite a few years because he's apparently on the lam, because I found out that this guy, whom I know actually, he has a felony warrant out for him.
So it wasn't just a suspicious hunch. You actually knew that this car was somewhere, right?
You knew that this guy was a lowlife and you didn't believe that he had actually purchased this car?
Yeah, it looked suspicious, and I didn't believe that the car belonged to that property. I thought it had been dumped there, and I was correct. And the dude had a warrant for murder.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, there's some times where the police come in handy, and if it's to actually go after a real criminal who's actually harming others, then I can't say I object to it. David, thanks for the call tonight. You know, unfortunately, they are the one monopoly that we have for protection services. So there's certain instances where... If you want something done, you got to use them.
They're a monopoly over it.
Yeah, they don't always do a good job at it. Sometimes they kill the wrong people. Speaking of killers and psychopaths, we mentioned earlier, talked about China with Reed a few minutes, or I guess a couple hours ago. And I mentioned I had something about Putin. According to RT, and by the way, there's a lot in the mainstream Western media news right now. Drudge Report has, well, now they changed it. It was Russia that was at the top of the page here. And So Putin apparently planning a 500,000 troop assault into Ukraine. That's what the big news is. When you go over to RT.com to get their perspective on things, it says that Putin has hit out at the looming deliveries of Western-made tanks to Ukraine, warning that Moscow's response to the threat will span far beyond armored vehicles. The Russian leader made the comments during a ceremony to mark the 80th anniversary of the victory at the Battle of Stalingrad. Putin said, quote, "Unbelievable but true, we are once again threatened with German Leopard tanks with crosses on their hull, and once again seeking to battle Russia and Ukraine with the help of Hitler's followers," he said. Further, he said those seeking to defeat Russia on the battlefield apparently do not realize that a modern war with Russia would be entirely different for them. We're not sending our tanks to their borders, yet we have something to respond with, and it would not be limited to armor use only. Everyone must realize that, he said. Is he talking about nuclear weapons here, or is he talking about like something that's a lot bigger and a lot worse than tanks? He's not being very clear. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I've stopped like trying to assume what the next move is going to be, because I keep thinking like we're getting to a point where we can't escalate things any more than they already are without like just having, yeah, and then they just keep doing it. So I don't even know.
Yeah, it's getting pretty crazy. And they, you know, I don't know if the tanks are quite there yet, but they're definitely on their way. Berlin last week changed their stance on supplying modern armor to Kyiv, pledging to deliver 14 Leopard 2 tanks, as well as allowing European countries to re-export German-made vehicles from their own inventories. The number of Leopards expected to be funneled to Ukraine amounts to 112. Separately, Washington pledged to send 31 Abrams tanks, but doesn't expect them to be delivered until late 2023 at the earliest. So I guess they're planning for this
thing
to go on.
Did you see Donald Trump's video that he put out?
No, what is it?
It was today or early. It was pretty good, I have to admit. I mean, I know it's all talk, but he was saying that Joe Biden has irresponsibly led us to the brink of World War III, and that it's irresponsible, and this war needs to end right now, and we need to stop escalating things.
Good for him. I mean, to Trump's credit, and we gave him credit while he was in office for this, he was probably the most anti-war president of the last 20 years, you know, that we've had here in the United States. Maybe more than 20 years, maybe, you know, decades. Thanks, Reed. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.